You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org. For a COVID-19 coronavirus update, I am Matt Fidler. Just chiming in here real quick to give an update. First of all, sheltering in place is working in those places adhering to the rules the best. And I know up here in Northern California, lots of us are considered essential workers, making it a little more difficult to shelter in place the whole time. We're doing essential construction, working in grocery stores, hardware stores, and of course, all of the healthcare workers risking their lives every day. So continue sheltering in place, and when you are out, keep at least 6 feet away from each other and wear your masks. Masks aren't there to protect you, but they're there to protect others. If you might be carrying the COVID-19 virus, but aren't showing any symptoms, that is very common, it seems. So, in order for us to get back to the normal, everyday life that we all miss so much, everyone needs to take these precautions. Helping our neighbors is the best thing we can do to protect ourselves, our families, and our communities. This is why Governor Newsom sent 500 state-owned ventilators to New York and other places where there is a dire need. Governor Newsom was quoted as saying, "California is answering the call for Americans in New York and across the country, loaning 500 state-owned ventilators to those in need. I know if the tables were turned, other states would be there for us." A quick run of the latest numbers here in KZFR signal range, which is better than most of California. The entire state of California has over 19,000 cases as of this report. Shasta County leads the most northern part of California with 24 confirmed cases and 3 deaths. Tehama County has 1 confirmed case, Glenn County has 2, Colusa County has 3, Butte County has 13, Yuba 15, and Center County 20, and Nevada County has 34. It seems the closer to Highway 80, the higher the count, because Placer County has 117 confirmed cases and 4 deaths. And of course, this is an area where there's more people and where they're traveling a lot. But the CDC and other pandemic experts have been warning, if you just have 1 case in your area, it is likely spreading silently throughout. So just because our numbers aren't as bad as in many areas, it might get that way if we aren't careful. So let's keep inside as much as we can. When we leave our homes, let's wash our hands, wear a mask, and keep at least 6 feet away from everyone. I know this isn't easy and it gets lonely and sad, but you know, we are in a very connected age. We can call each other, we can use FaceTime or Zoom meetings, but doing all of this is so much better than the alternative of not doing this and having this kill a really large percentage, potentially millions of people in our country. But we aren't doing that. It's not going to get that bad if we all just shelter in place and, you know, go by these rules. We can do this, North State. We've gotten through the campfire and through the Orville Dam disaster. We can get through this too. For KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org, I'm Matt Fidler, reporting in Chico.